بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويسألونك عن اليتامى قل إصلاح لهم خير وإن تخالطوهم فإخوانكم والله يعلم المفسد من المصلح ولو شاء الله لعانتكم إن الله عزيز حكيم. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained about spending our wealth, etc. And that was for our own islah, our own well-being, for our goodness. Now in this ayat, Allah explains the islah, well-being and goodness of others. And particularly here about the yatim, the orphan. And if we will remember, the beginning of the second quarter of Sayyakul is the ayat, Laysal Bir. Which is known as the Ayatul Bir, the Ayat of doing all good work. And yeah, after that, there in that Ayat as an index, Allah referred to all the good work. Now the details of it are coming Ayat by Ayat, the various good works a person should do. And if he does do that, he becomes from the Abrar, from the righteous and the pious people. Amongst that one is also to look after the orphans. This is also a very, very great ibadat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, on the day of Qiyamah, me and the orphans will be raised like this, and he put his two fingers together. And that home, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is the best Muslim home in which an orphan is well treated. And the worst Muslim home is that in which an orphan is ill treated. Today, unfortunately, we don't even think of keeping an orphan in our homes. This was also a great feature in Islamic society amongst the Muslims, that they were keen to keep an orphan at home. Today, there are orphanages. Today, we look at the refugees in the different places in the world. We sponsor, we send money. But actually, it is that we should try and keep an orphan in the home. And that orphan should be treated very well. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْيَتَامَى or تُجْسَ پُوچْتَ هَي يَتِيمُكَ حُكَمْ. And they are asking you with regard to the orphans. What are the rights of the orphans? How should we treat orphans, etc.? And it was common that they kept orphans in their homes. Today it is gone so much out of our mind that we don't even think we will want to go and adopt a child if we are not having children. But sometimes it's even a non-Muslim child. But to keep an orphan in the house, today our minds don't go to that. We don't think of it. Whereas it should be also a very important feature in our lives, in our homes, to try and keep orphans in our homes also. So Allah says, they ask you with regard to the orphans, how they should be treated, how their matters must be dealt with, etc. Keeping of the orphans was an accepted thing. But now further, how to treat the orphan. He is an orphan in Shariat is that child whose father has passed away. If the mother passes away, he is not called an orphan. If the father passes away, and the child is still not yet baligh, is still a small child. So such a child, there is nobody really to look after him. The father is gone. There is nobody to spend money on him. And there is nobody to care for him when the father is gone. So with regard to that child, and many times the father has passed away, but he has left his inheritance. And the child gets the inheritance, but it is kept in trust with the people who are in charge of it. And that is a very big amanah. And to devour, to eat the wealth of the orphan, the Quran Sharif has said that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَى إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. Those who usurp and eat up the money of the orphans, they are eating and putting in their stomachs the fire of Jahannam. And very, very sadly, there are people who are in charge of the wealth of the orphans. but they don't spend it on the orphans, they eat it up. There are many such people, even the lawyers who are in charge of estates, who are there also, and the poor orphan doesn't know anything. He's a small child. He doesn't even know that my father left money, and he hasn't got value of money. He doesn't know anything about money. And to eat up the child's money, we might be eating biryani and samosas and roast. Allah says, actually, we are eating and putting in our stomach the fire of Jahannam. When we are eating the orphan's money, we are eating the fire of Jahannam and putting that in our stomachs. So the Sahaba were concerned about it. So Allah Ta'ala gave the ruling, قُلْ إِصْلَاحٌ لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ کہہ دے سوارنا ان کے کام کا بہتر ہے. That the way forward and the thing to do is to see the goodness of the children. The Sahaba were concerned that if they keep the money of the child separately and they spend from there for the child, cooking the food also. Sometimes the child won't eat all that food, and then that food goes for waste. And if they join it with their food and cook it together, then sometimes they will eat more than the orphan, and the orphan will eat less. So they were concerned, and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had so much concern of the akhirat, of the qabr. Today we take those things as very small things. We don't think that we are doing anything wrong also. But they were very concerned. So if we keep the money separate and cook the food and everything separate, maybe it goes for waste. And on the other hand, we keep it with our food, then maybe we are eating more than that. So Allah said, the main thing that you must see is the welfare and the goodness of the child. You can do it either way, but in both ways your niyat must be clear. Not that you want to eat up the child's food or take advantage of the child, but that you see to the goodness of the child. And you can either keep it separate also, which is strenuous and difficult. All the hisab, kitab, everything, that all the ingredients you buy for the child is separate, you cook for the child separate, it's not easy. But you can, if you want to, do it that way. Or the other, وَإِن تُخَالِتُهُمْ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ. اور اگر ان کو خرج ملا لو تو وہ تمہارے بھائی ہے. And if you join them together with you, and you cook the food together, they are after all your brothers. They are orphans, they may be strangers, and they are not part of the family also. But they are your brothers, your Muslim brothers. And the brothers amongst themselves, they eat together. Somebody eats more, somebody eats less. There is no difference. And if somebody else ate more, we don't mind also. We are all sitting together as brothers and eating. Somebody else, we don't even take notice of it. Who ate how much and who ate less. For example, if like we go in Jamaat and we make our kitty and we make our food, we don't keep a check that everyone gave equal amount of money and this one is eating too much and that one is not eating, I'm not eating so much. No, we all sit together and we eat, we are brothers and we eat together. So treat them like that. And the main thing, قُلْ إِصْلَاحُ لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ. Keep the welfare of the child in mind. That is the most important thing. So you can either keep the expenses separate, which is strenuous and difficult, or you can join and then eat together, etc. Keep the expenses together. But in all cases, let your niyat be clear that for the welfare of the child. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْمُفْسِدَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِحِ. اور اللہ جانتا ہے خرابی کرنے والے اور سوارنے والے کو. And Allah knows those whose niyat is bad, and with various excuses they are eating up the money of the orphan and doing wrong to the child, a small child. Allah knows very well about that. And those who have got their welfare at heart, Allah knows them also very well. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَعَانَتَكُمْ. اور اگر اللہ چاہتا تو تم پر مشقت ڈالتا. And if Allah wished, He could have made life difficult for you and said that you have to keep it separate and spend all the money separate. And this is also a moral duty on everyone. And this is not a duty to be left to the government, that they make orphanages. and they look after others, or any Islamic society also. It is a duty for every individual, and where the best is that Muslim house in which an orphan is kept and is treated well. And there one person was very disobedient of Allah Ta'ala, so much so he lived a terrible life. When he passed away, nobody came to attend his janazah. The wife, what could she do? She can't do everything, give him ghusl, etc. She hired four laborers that give him ghusl. As you know, laborers normally don't have knowledge of deen. But whatever way you can, you give ghusl, give kafan, take him to the qabristan. If there is somebody to make janazah namaz, well and good. Otherwise, bury him without janazah namaz. When they did all that, took him to the qabristan, the great wali of the time, Allah put in his heart that you go and make the janazah namaz of my wali. Allah regarded that person as a wali, which everyone regarded as the worst sinner, and nobody was even prepared to come for his janazah. They made the janazah namaz, they went and asked his wife, what kind of a person was this? We thought he's the worst person. She said he was. All his actions, all his gunas, all of us know what he was. But however, he kept an orphan in the house. And before he ate, he should make sure the orphan eats first. Before he buys clothes for us, for himself, he would make sure he buys first clothes for the orphan. So just looking after that orphan, what a great martaba. Otherwise, he used to come home late at night. Drunk he used to come, and in all types of guna he was involved. But looking after the orphan, what a high stage Allah Ta'ala gave him. So Allah says, if Allah wished to, Allah could make give us difficult commands also. Inna Allah Azizun. Allah Ta'ala, beshak Allah zabardast hai. Allah is absolute. He could give whatever commands he wanted to. And he could give us very difficult commands. But at the same time, he is hakeem, tadbeer wala, very wise. And he has given commands which are just perfect for us. And every command of Allah has got great goodness in it, great wisdom in it, great benefit for us in this dunya also, our akhirat, for us and for others. Whatever Allah's command is, there is only goodness in it. So whether it is with regard to the orphans, whether it is regard to charity work, whether it is regard to jihad, whatever Allah's commands are just the perfect commands for us. And we should accept it wholeheartedly, and then Allah not only makes it easy, but gives us the love to fulfill Allah's command. And then to fulfill the commands of Allah becomes a great joy and pleasure for a person. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.